And now, moving on to the last one that I'd like to touch on, will be happening next weekend, called Vacation with the Critters. What is that one?
Vacation with the Critters is sort of a... we have a lot of taxidermy mounts of things like red fox and owls and birds. And we also have a lot of fur pelts from different animals, ranging from black bear to bobcat to mountain lion to raccoon and smaller critters. And we have things like skulls or plastic models of skulls of different critters and things like tracks, plaster cast of different tracks. People walk around in winter and we'll see in the snow or the mud different tracks. So this will just be all about different kinds of animals that call Missouri home. And, it's a chance to get, especially with our taxidermy mounts, to get up close and then have somebody say, yeah, that's this critter lives in certain types of places and eats certain types of things. It's an all-ages type program, but I suspect children especially will like it. And it occurs on Friday, December 26th, and then December 29th through the 31st, Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Gorman Discovery Center, which is 4750 Troost Avenue in Kansas City. We're not too far. We're off of Highway 71, pretty easy to reach. People are coming through the metro area here to go to the plaza and see the lights and out for school break and looking for something to do. We make a pretty good stop to bring the kids or just come on by and look around. We also have a nature shop here, too, that sells some calendars for the new year that has the wonderful photography, Missouri wildlife and landscapes. So we make a good stop during the holidays for people looking to get out of cabin fever and get out and about and yet have a warm place. We're kind of indoors, outdoors, warm in the building and neat things to look at. And if you want to go outdoors, you can walk around on our trails outside and see our native plant garden in the wintertime.
Very good. Now, people that would be interested in doing that, how large is that trail?
These trails are small. They're just little loop trails. We have a 6-acre garden, and 6 acres is pretty big, though, especially when you're in the heart of the city.
Yes.
Not too far from main roads, so we're pretty easy to get to. But these are little trail loops in the center of. There's a big round loop that goes around, and in the center is a prairie area that has native prairie grasses and wildflowers, and of course everything's kind of winter brown right now, but still tall, still standing, still feels like you're away from things when you're walking through the tall grass. And the trail winds through a woods type area where there were big trees that were once in backyards, and we have shrubs planted, and you're kind of going through the woods. And then there's a pond area, sort of a pond wetland area. The bridge crosses the pond, and that's our water type thing. And then we have native butterfly gardens and other types of plants and so forth. And of course everything's in kind of winter dormancy, but it's still kind of neat. Wintertime's kind of a neat time to walk outdoors and see the trees with the bark and the limb, how the limb structures are. And I don't know, plants still have kind of an interesting look to them, I think, even in winter. Winter's kind of a neat time to sometimes you see more in winter because there's less foliage on things and you really see the landscape. So
absolutely, especially for people who live within a city limits.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time to talk to me about all of these wonderful activities that you have planned for people. Is there anything else that you would like to let listeners know?
I'd encourage people who get a little bit of cabin fever this winter. I'd encourage people that as they get in the Christmas rush, not to forget the nature shops at Discovery Center and the Burr Oak Woods Nature Center in Blue Springs. And the MDC, our Missouri Department of Conservation office in Sedalia, and also their office in El Dorado Springs, that where the public can also pick up calendars or books and so forth. And but then drop in and see us. When Christmas gets done and people are kicking around, drop in and visit us. We're happy to have folks, and we're kind of an interesting stop for people that enjoy the outdoors.
Absolutely.